Father God, thank you for letting me live to see this day. This is an historic moment. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, June 24th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Unbelievable, absolutely incredible news out of Washington. You've almost already certainly heard that Roe v. Wade, the most evil court decision ever made in this country, more evil than Obergefell, more evil than Dred Scott, is dead. It's a 6-3 decision with the majority decision written by Justice Samuel Alito. It's basically the same decision that leaked 2 months ago. Quote, "We hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled. The Constitution makes no reference to abortion, and no such right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision," unquote. The court held firm. After 2 months of intimidation and threats and assassination plots, the court held firm. This is the culmination of 5 decades of work by the pro-life movement. 50 years of prayer by Christians outside of clinics. 50 years of March for Life rallies on the mall. 50 years of work by the Federalist Society to get pro-life justices onto our nation's court. 50 years of making sure that wobbly Republicans stood with us rather than betraying us. 50 years of struggle and setbacks where we had to pick ourselves up over and over and over again and keep fighting after it seemed like all was lost. I'll be honest, I never thought that I would live to see this day. But just like God blessed Simeon by letting him live to see the birth of the Savior, God has blessed all of us by letting us live to see this day. You know, politics is almost always disappointing. Elections don't go the way that you want. Or even worse, you win the elections, but the people that you elected betray you. It's rare to get exactly what you want, but today we had a miracle. A miracle. That's what this is. In a country with so much evil everywhere, only the providence of Almighty God can explain the victory that we won today. The 9 justices of the Supreme Court are all imperfect individuals, but today God let himself speak through 6 of them. Roe is dead. We can finally protect babies in this country again. The half-century shadow over this country has been dispelled. The most evil, the most vile, the most wicked and darkest stain on this country has been cleansed. But remember, and this is crucial. This is crucial. While today is a great and historic victory, the battle does not end today. In fact, the battle will become even fiercer. Abortion is satanic. And all of the demonic forces in America will be out in full force after this decision. We might see violence against churches, against pregnancy centers, and against pro-life organizations. We have to be ready to protect them. In fact, all of you this weekend should consider volunteering to protect places in your own town. Do a shift at a church this Sunday, or spend a few hours outside of a pregnancy center tonight. And be sure to pray a lot, too. The 6 judges who signed off on this ruling will all be targets. We've already had an extremist try to murder Brett Kavanaugh over the leaked decision. And now the situation will be 10 times worse, 100 times worse. And remember, if one of them is killed, the media and Democrat Party will defend and even celebrate it. That's how demonic they have become. Every one of these justices is marked. And we have to pray that God will protect each one of them. The fight will go on long beyond this weekend, and our enemies aren't just Antifa terrorists. Abortion is the central sacrament of liberalism. They will do anything to get it back. No institution in America is safe. They'll try to pack the Supreme Court or gut its powers. We have to now be prepared for the political battle of a lifetime. And that means that now this fall's election matters more than ever. We have to send the message now, this fall, that the pro-life vote is stronger than ever before, and that we are staying in this fight forever. We aren't packing up and going home. We also have to watch out for our fellow Republicans, too. Remember, today's ruling doesn't ban abortion. All it does is leave abortion up to the states. So instead of a single fight at the national level on abortion, we now have 50 separate fights at the state level. For 50 years, Republicans could use Roe v. Wade as an excuse. They could refuse to pass pro-life laws by saying it was a waste of time, because the courts would just strike them down and cost taxpayers money. Well, now that excuse is dead and buried. In every state, we need to be pressuring our lawmakers to protect the unborn. In red states, that'll mean passing tougher bans. In blue states, they'll be coming up with truly demonic legislation to try and get around all of this. You might literally see California and New York passing laws to fly girls into their states just to get abortions. And we have to fight those bills too. We can't just let blue states destroy themselves like we do on other issues, because here, human lives, baby lives, are at stake. Remember that after the resurrection, the apostles were still tasked with spreading the faith and the good news around the world. And it didn't go well for them. Almost all of them died, were murdered, and killed as martyrs. This is going to be a long and hard fight. I don't want to sugarcoat that. But we can also enjoy and celebrate and praise God for today's victory. Savor it, because today we can truly say, God bless America. We'll be right back.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere? Disgusting.
Well, at the federal level, the protection for murdering babies is no longer a thing. We have to stay on our states. Now we will be able to see firsthand who is with God and who worships Satan. 50 different times over and over again. Because those who are in league with Satan, whether they know it or choose to admit it or not, will still do whatever they can to get their hands on your babies, to get their hands on your kids and traffic them and sell them and molest them and rape them and, yes, kill them. We're not going to sugarcoat that, not here on this program. They're coming after your kids. They're coming after your freedom. They're coming after your individual liberty. They're coming after the Constitution, and they are coming after your money. So if you have 50 grand or more in your IRA, in your 401k, or in your savings that you have worked hard to earn and even harder to save for whatever reason, for those babies and as they grow up and their education, for your retirement home, for your beach condo, so that you can sit back and relax, to pay for weddings, whatever it is, they are coming for it. So protect it with gold and silver. Call my good friends over at Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. The fail-safe way to protect your money is through physical gold and silver. Call Gold Co. Get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you call them today. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. We've brought you a lot of horror stories over the past month about CPS. Children being permanently disabled, sexually abused, separated from their families because the state's appointed kidnappers would swoop in and take them away. Well, today, sadly, we have to tell a story that's even more difficult and more horrifying than usual. Today, we have to talk about the worst possible outcome of the entire CPS racket. When a child dies because of CPS. Carol Witkowski was the mother of a two-year-old son called James. Sadly, Carol was in an abusive relationship with a man called Tom. Tom would claim to have dissociative identity disorder, also known as multiple personality disorder. And he would claim that when he abused or raped Kara, it wasn't really him doing it, but rather another more evil personality within him. He would string Kara along by promising to start therapy, which he never did, of course. And if Kara threatened to leave him, he would hit back by threatening to commit suicide. It was a classic toxic and abusive relationship. Well, one day early in March, after yet another assault, Kara finally resolved to escape with her children. She sought a 2-year protective order for herself and her children. Despite evidence, ample evidence, that Tom had raped her and was a threat to everyone around him, Tom received unsupervised visitation rights with the children. Soon after one visit, Kara's 3-year-old daughter came back with large bruises on her behind and scratches all over her legs. But when Kara tried to report this abuse, she was just accused of coaching her daughter to make false claims. Then suddenly and inexcusably, without even a hearing on the matter, police arrived at Kara's home one afternoon to inform her that they were taking her children away and that her abusive, rapist ex-boyfriend was receiving full custody. She received only supervised visits with her children and quickly saw that every time she picked up her children, they were covered in bruises and other injuries. Her daughter, meanwhile, said that Tom's father was touching her in, quote, her bathing suit zone. James, Kara's son, developed a prolapsed rectum, which Tom claimed, without any evidence, was simply due to constipation. In October, while in the care of his father, James died. Incredibly, state examiners decided that this unspeakable tragedy was an accident. Perhaps because if they didn't, they'd have to acknowledge that this entire thing was their fault and never had to happen. Kara Witkowski joins us now. Kara, I'm so sorry for everything that you've had to go through, first of all. We're all praying for you, obviously. What a horrific atrocity and tragedy this is. I don't have the words. I'm really sorry.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Everything you said is accurate, and that's exactly what happened. Even more disturbing, even after my son died, I was forced by a judge that is now running for Supreme Court. His name is Judge Rene Cruz, to enter into a 50-50 custody agreement with my rapist, who has been charged, by the way, with criminal sexual assault, has been charged with aggravated domestic battery, has been charged with domestic battery, and has pled guilty to violating my order of protection. I had to enter into a 50-50 custody agreement, and my daughter is still seeing this man. She is still reporting abuse. There's been multiple DCFS investigations. Even when my daughter has stated to a forensic interviewer that she is being touched inappropriately, the case just went away. She stated this to a forensic interviewer. She was very detailed in what happened to her and what she discussed, how fingers were going into her private area. And she said things that she's never even told me in this specific forensic interview. It went to the state's attorney's office. And then, like every single case that has been so far, it just went away, got dropped, disappeared. This individual who is running for Supreme Court Justice, Judge Rene Cruz, has threatened me many times in his courtroom and has said that I'm going to spend the rest of my life in jail due to simply just posting on Facebook. The entire issue that they have with me is that I continue to post on Facebook my evidence, my documents. I've posted the child pornography, which I don't know if you got into that, but yes, child pornography was found on a hard drive. There was over 700 missing children on it by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And there was 422 children that were recognized. There was 47 that were identified. And then the other children, they were just in their underwear. There was no clothing except for underwear. There was 5 confirmed child pornographic photos. It had pictures of Tom since he was in college, the sexual abuse of children. So basically pictures that would suggest that, animated photos that suggest that, date back 10 years. And even though all of this date back 10 years, they actually put in the felony review letter that was written by Bill Ingerman, who is friends with Judge Renee Cruz, that I was a possible suspect, despite the fact they never took any of my electronics. They never investigated me. They never said I was under any sort of investigation. And this felony review letter for why they chose not to charge Tom was written up after my son had already died. Now, the other thing is my son had been hospitalized 9 times for a prolapsed rectum. During this time, the medical team at Lori's Children's Hospital, which is the best children's hospital in all of Illinois, stated concerns for anal penetrative sexual abuse of my son, of my 2-year-old son, who was actually at that point under 2. He was still 1. And the police were involved. They dropped the case, as they've done every single time, without ample evidence to drop the case. DCFS was involved, and they actually gave my son back to his abusive father. And then my son ends up dying 3 months after all of the prolapsed rectums. But what I didn't know until I got 50-50 custody was this entire time he was going back and forth to hospitals. So they only told me it was for a week, but he was going back and forth to hospitals for the entire 3 months up until his death. The last time he went into the hospital was October 18th, and October 18th was, he ended up passing away on October 31st. So 2 weeks prior, he was still going to the hospital for the prolapsed rectum. Yet when he died, there was no mention of the fact that he had had multiple surgeries. He had rectal repair surgery. The ME knew all of this and just didn't include it in his report. His name was John Walsh. John Walsh stated that the death was due to unexplained natural causes. So I went and got my own autopsy. When I went and got my own autopsy, it came back as a cervical spinal cord injury. The Palatine police and DCFS have not acknowledged that cervical spinal cord injury. An 11-year forensic pathologist reported to DCFS concerns for abuse and concerns for something that wasn't obviously right with his death. And they ignored it. They acted as if the report doesn't even exist. I have a letter from the Palatine police stating that she never contacted them, even though I have it CC'd and it shows that she did contact them. I also have a letter from the Palatine police that specifically says that they are never going to open up this case, which doesn't make any sense, because in a death investigation of a child, you can always open up the case if there's evidence to open up the case. Since then, like I said, I've had 50-50 custody of my daughter. She's repeatedly disclosing abuse. She's screaming and crying in school. She's running away in school. She actually ran into a parking lot just to get away from her father, who was picking her up. The state's attorney ignored the fact that she said to a forensic interviewer that she was sexually abused in great detail. And it's been a complete nightmare. And these people also, when you talk to them, they act as if I didn't have a son. My court paperwork literally says I only had 1 child. So the cover up is so strong that they're acting as if I didn't even have a son on the court paperwork.
And there's so many people involved. I mean, from the medical examiner all the way. I mean, what you're saying right. Sounds like a fictional horror novel. I mean, you've been all over Facebook trying to, nobody will pick up this story. Nobody will talk about this. Why do you think all of this is happening to you?
I think it's because they got it wrong. They backed the wrong horse here. And in custody cases, when that's done, it's a whole racket of people involved. There's a guardian ad litem involved with custody. There's custody evaluators involved. And all these people, they only back one parent. And they do that to make it seem like it's a conspiracy, so that when someone tries to get help during all of this, they just sound crazy. And because all these individuals back that person, the police also don't do anything, because in custody cases, it's assumed that a parent is just making false allegations.
And what was the original allegation or the original reason that they used to take your children from you in the first place?
this is, you're going to love this one. Parental alienation, which is not even a real science. I agree that people can be alienated, but what the court does is it uses false science to sit there and say children aren't being abused and parents are just making it up. And that's where the racket comes in. Even though there's no science actually backing parental alienation, it's just assumed that a parent is coaching a child to say these things. So that's what it said, that I was coaching my daughter to say these things. Now, the biggest issue was I never once said anything about my son, because my son, who was not able to talk, obviously, is not showing signs of abuse, is not talking. My daughter, though, was telling me that she was being abused, that she was being touched by her grandpa. And when my son went through what he went through, they only had me see him one last time. And when I saw my son the one last time, it was after he had already been in the hospital. And they were like, do you want to spend a day with your kids? I was like, yeah. Do you want to come to your visitation? I said, yes. So I picked up my kids with the court appointed supervisor, who they never even signed paperwork for that. There was never paperwork. My court appointed supervisor was my best friend and the babysitter for my kids, who didn't even agree to be a court supervisor. They just made her do it. And if she couldn't do it, then she'd be in contempt, which is unfair because you don't know what she has going on in her life. You know, she has a daughter. It's not like she can just supervise on the fly.
So obviously you've been reaching out to the court of public opinion to try to get help on this. That's what you want. Well, yes. You have it now. Millions of people are going to see and hear about this. What do you want them specifically to do? What do you feel like can help you?
There needs to be justice for my son, obviously. There was something very wrong that happened to my son. There has to be acknowledgement that he died of a cervical spinal cord injury. There has to be acknowledgement that he went through sex abuse, because even his medical paperwork states that he went through sex abuse. And what I didn't mention is they already said he was dying back in August. So in August, I have medical paperwork that states he was high risk for morbidity, complications, and mortality, which basically means, you know, he's dying. And that was also not acknowledged until I actually got the paperwork from the hospitals, because they were trying to prevent me from getting the paperwork. The guardian ad litem specifically said that she didn't want me to have access to medical records. She didn't want me to have access to medical, educational, decision-making, et cetera. So they did every single thing they possibly could do to cover this up. I wasn't even involved in my son's funeral. They buried my son and then told me afterwards. And I was the one that was originally making all the funeral arrangements. So you can imagine how bizarre that is. But if you look at Holmgren Funeral Home and you look right now, you'll see in the reviews, it says the reason they did what they did is because they were ordered by the judge. Judge Renee Cruz then would be the one that apparently ordered that I couldn't be part of my son's funeral. And for what reason would a family court judge ever do that? It doesn't even make any sense. That's a probate issue, for one. This judge has involved himself in every single step since my son's passing. And I believe he continues to involve himself, even though there is a new judge on the case, because I have been speaking out against his Supreme Court running. So I'm basically saying this man should not be a Supreme Court judge because of everything that he failed in regards to my son, in regards to my daughter, and then forcing me to co-parent. And there is no co-parenting. And everyone knows that. We are not co-parenting.
Who's on your side? I mean, other than us, obviously, and the masses of people, who's on your side in the system, if you will? Is anybody?
So I can't really speak to that. There definitely are higher up people involved. But again, I'm not supposed to say who it is.
Sure.
But there are definitely eyes on this, and they're going to learn that real soon. But there is also people within the system who have been helping me. I have had detectives that have reached out to me and said, you know, you are doing everything right. Keep going. Never stop. Keep doing the protests. Something happened to your son. We believe you. Again, I'm not going to name those names, because anytime someone helps me, including the news media, they get threatened. There have been journalists who have had to step down. There have been therapists who have had to step down. Anytime someone says something in my favor or is on Sasha's, you know, obviously for Sasha, and is trying to advocate for Sasha, is trying to help Sasha, my daughter, and is trying to make sure that she stops getting abused, that person is also shut down.
Well, we will not step down. We will only step up, and we will not be intimidated or afraid. And you have the full power of this network and this platform to tell your story, and we're going to continue to keep the pressure on, and we're going to continue to follow up. I'm out of time, and I wish I could talk to you for another 20 minutes. Your story is amazing. We're going to have you back on to talk even more in depth and more detail, if you're willing. I know how hard this is for you to address, but you're a very strong person. Many would be cowering in the corner. So you're actually fighting not only for your deceased son and for your daughter, but you are also fighting for millions and millions of other children who could potentially face the same outcome if people like you don't speak up. You're a true blessing from God. Kara Witkowski, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you and your bravery. And make no mistake, we will be digging into this case in both Kane and Cook County in Illinois, where this is happening. Got to tell you about the great brain supplements over at Newtopia. These things are incredible, whether you need added aggression for the gym, relaxation rather than alcohol in the evening times. If you need direct focus and energy and clarity all day long, these brain supplements from Newtopia that, by the way, are 100% safe, 100% legal, and 100% non-addictive are the only way to go. Since I have been using them, I'm telling you, all the information fragments. Nobody can dupe me. Nobody can pull the wool over my eyes. Not that they've ever been able to anyways. But if you're truly Stu Crew, then you need a strong brain. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Fill out all the information about yourself. They'll put together a custom brain supplement for you and a whole package that they can deliver to you every single month. I'm telling you, it is worth it. No more coffee or caffeine required to be alert. It's an on switch for your brain every morning. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. In January of 2021, when President Trump left the White House, gas in the United States was $2.42 a gallon. Well, in the last year and a half, Chairman Biden has managed to double those prices thanks to his crackdown on drilling, his irresponsible monetary policy, and most of all, his decision to provoke a completely pointless proxy war with Russia in Ukraine. Prices nationwide just crossed $5 a gallon. In some Western states, the average is over $6 a gallon. In the most expensive parts of California, you can conveniently get gas at 7-Eleven for $7.11 per gallon. Bobby Payton is running for the Republican Senate nomination in Illinois. Now, you might just think that makes him a sacrificial lamb since Illinois is such a blue state. But remember, we were in a very similar situation just 12 years ago. We had a Democratic president ramming down far-left policies during a shaky economy. And guess what? Democrats lost Illinois' Senate election in the 2010 midterms. They literally lost Barack Obama's old Senate seat. If it happened then, it can happen again. Lord knows the current Obama administration is even more disastrous and extreme and clueless than the previous. Well, gas prices are one of Bobby's central issues on the campaign. He has a plan to harvest America's energy resources to allow us to entirely abolish the income tax in this country. Literally, cut it to zero. He also has a plan to hike tax rates on the most rapacious globalist corporations in order to cut the corporate tax rate for authentically American companies. All of that sounds great to us, so Bobby Payton joins us now to explain more. Bobby, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much, Stu, for having me.
Yeah, what's the plan?
So here's the plan. Because, folks, oil prices right now, we all know it, every single person in this country, and not just the United States, but worldwide, is suffering from these criminal decisions that have been taking place that are crushing consumers the world over. And that's tied to the price of oil. Each $11 increase in the price of oil costs this planet, all the people that work, $1 billion a day, more out of their pocket, $1 billion. So the fact that oil went up at least $55 a barrel is costing us $5 billion a day. That's 5,000 millions. And that's more than the entire sum that Americans save in a year is what is being confiscated or siphoned off from us. So my plan is real simple, Stu. We, the people of the United States, own over $200,000 each on federal land. Right now, we have a larger oil reserves in Saudi Arabia, almost 300 billion barrels of oil. So my solution is we drill for that oil. We take the money from any natural resources on federal land that we control and put it into a sovereign wealth fund and drive our personal income tax to zero in the process. Because if we collected a 3% return on our property, which everybody should want at least 3% from their account in the stock market over time, 3% of 60 trillion, that's what we own, would be 1.8 trillion. We'd wipe out our personal income tax, folks, if we just demanded a 3% return on what's ours. So the bigger question, Stu, is who's been skimming that 3% this whole time?
Right. Who has?
I wish I had an answer. That's why you need to get me into the U.S. Senate, because I want to investigate all this, because this is a bunch of nonsense that this money that we should have been earning for our natural resources as a nation, it's nowhere to be found. I've never seen a budget, a line item saying revenue from federal lands for all of our mineral rights ever.
Well, so because of our business being stuck everywhere else, our missiles, our agenda, proxy wars, undeclared war we're fighting right now, essentially by giving intelligence and weapons and billions of dollars to Ukraine to fight this war that's just ultimately they're going to end up being crushed. But all of this has forced other countries to start their own. I mean, this could be the end of the petrodollar, essentially.
It is happening. The end of the petrodollar actually will benefit the United States. I know people think that that sounds a little crazy, but let me tell you why it's going to benefit the United States. Because as a result of the petrodollar, and let's walk through Russia. Russia had to get paid. If Europe wanted to buy oil from Russia, it used to have to convert it to dollars, the euros to dollars, to buy the oil in Russia in dollars. Now Russia is selling the oil in rubles. And the Chinese are buying Russian oil in rubles. That has caused the Russian ruble to go from being down on the year when this first happened to up over 40%. It's the strongest currency in the world right now. It's up higher than it's been in over 7 years. And the reason why this is good for we, the people of the United States, is that if Russia and China don't have us butting in to buy their oil, you know, like we're taking a market maker fee. And then the same thing happens in the Middle East and the same thing happens in Europe, then there's less bribery taking place, because that's what this was really about. It was about skimming money. The reason why we went into this whole thing with Ukraine is that Russia didn't want to pay the skim anymore. It said, we want to just go sell direct to Europe, and the Americans, the corrupt Romneys of the world, the Clintons, the Rockefellers who control global energy supply worldwide, they said, no, we want a spiff. We want our cut. And they what they did is they turned around and they took them offline worldwide, which caused this spike. So they win by doing that and harming everybody in the world that uses oil, basically. And this process, we're seeing this decoupling of this money flowing into our system to purchase this debt, which has allowed our government to spend recklessly.
Well, you bring up the Rockefellers and you bring up the ruble. I'd like to bring up the Rothschilds and the central banks and the criminal global banking cabal, which Vladimir Putin, putting Russia first, kicked out of his country, which has upset the deep state global cabal. No question
Absolutely.
About that.
If we that hear, is 100%
if we,
true.
If we hear, and that's probably why the ruble is doing so well also, and if we here in the United States followed suit and actually put America first and kicked these criminal banking cabals and the central bank and the Rothschilds out of America and took back control of the dollar, wouldn't we see the dollar explode?
The dollar is up 9% this year, Stu. The dollar is up almost 15% in the past year. So what you're saying, as a result of us diluting, we don't have to print as many dollars. As we move off the petrodollar, we have to print fewer dollars to keep the friction of the planet going, you know, the money flow. And that is actually strengthening the U.S. dollar as a result. And the dollar is up 9% this year, and it's the strongest it's been at since 2002. Oh, basically 20 years. The dollar is at 20-year highs right now. You would never know it listening to the press. And the reason it's happening is Russia, a strong Russia, is a strong United States relative to this globalist cabal. And I'm all for independent nations doing what's best for their citizens. President Trump gave that beautiful speech, one of the best speeches probably in our history as a republic, before the United Nations. And he made it very clear about 3 years ago, I think now. He said that each nation has a right to do what's best for their citizens, that we are against this globalist doctrine. And that is what is playing out right now before our very eyes. I mean, and so with regards to the Rothschilds, And this cabal, this money cabal, this money grab, let's call it what it is. It was a money grab over time to basically figure out how to create a bunch of grifts across governments worldwide. And they figure out a way to siphon off our savings through monetary policy.
Well, there's no shortage of grifts happening, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Every time you come on this program, I love the way you break things down in math, by the way. I don't know how you do it. I love the thousands of millions and hundreds and tens of thousands of millions of dollars that you try to illustrate. And my head just spins. But listen, with like 2 minutes left here, I want you to give a rundown of your entire platform. Bobby Payton for U.S. Senate, Illinois. What is the entire platform, the most pivotal and key issues that Bobby Payton is going to handle?
Number one, drive energy prices down over 50%, raise the margin requirements on all oil futures contracts. We could probably take 25% of the price down within a couple of days. Number one. Number two, food security, making sure that the core items that are going into food production, we have healthy supplies on U.S. soil. Three is going to make sure that all of our national defense apparatus, all the building of our equipment for our military is done on U.S. soil. Taxes, income tax to zero because of our mineral rights. We collect our 3%. Social Security should flow to your heirs. And I would even go back for anybody who died from this bioweapon. Their family should get the net present value of what they were entitled to based on their actuarial age before they died. We had to end the stealing of Social Security benefits that take place in this country. It should flow to the family. I'll push for legislation for that. Communist race theory, CRT, ban it nationwide. Dismantle and get rid of the Department of Education on a federal level. It's a criminal group that basically is trying to sexualize and legalize pedophilia. I would push to enforce the pedophilia law, 10-year minimum sentence in this country. The books, the laws are on the books. We need to enforce the laws. So we need to start taking these criminals down. With regards to all the stuff that's tied to fraud, voter fraud, I would look and audit all of the financials from COVID, all the money that has been ripped off from the federal government in collusion with state legislators who learn how to game the system and siphon off hundreds of billions of dollars probably annually from the federal government through fictitious people that also voted on their behalf to stay in power. It's all part of this gigantic mess. The voter fraud is the appetizer. The financial crimes in which they're stealing, they stole trillions of dollars, folks, over the past couple decades. That's why they're fighting like heck to stay in power, because they know that they have to pay the price when the music stops.
Man, I tell you what, it is so refreshing to see somebody with balls seeking an elected office in this country and willing to call out the real problems, which is a satanic cabal. They're at the center of everything, stealing trillions of dollars, sexualizing our kids. The pedophilia laws are absolutely amazing. I love all of it. BobbyPayton.com, BobbyPayton.com. Bobby Payton, U.S. Senate out of Illinois. And it's absolutely 100,000% possible. There's tens of thousands of millions of percents possibility here in Illinois.
Roe v. Wade is gone, by the way. They ended Amazing. That satanic decision and aborted Roe v. Wade.
Yeah,
just happened not even an hour ago.
The darkest black stain on the entire country after nearly five decades of Christians praying and conservatives lobbying and fighting. We get to report that. I didn't think that I would ever see that in my lifetime. Unbelievable. Bobby Payton, thank you so much for coming. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere? Disgusting.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian-owned, kingdom-operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile in peace of mind. No cost, free shipping, cancel anytime, preparation on demand, water filters, seeds, and vacuum-sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal, or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
Nobody can deny that God is at work. Heaven has opened up. It's pouring blessings out. God is working through those high court justices. The black stain, the practice of dismembering babies and murdering them in the womb, is gone. No longer is it protected to kill babies. Innocent, preborn babies. Truly a miracle in the name of Jesus Christ, the great I Am, my Lord and Savior, and I'll pray he is yours too. But yesterday was an incredible day for gun rights nationwide as the Supreme Court delivered its decision in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association v. Bruin. The court's 6-3 opinion was delivered by the court's best justice, Clarence Thomas. That ruling affirmed what the Constitution clearly and unambiguously already says. The people have the right to keep and bear arms, and this right shall not be infringed. So what does keep mean exactly? I think it's important to know. It means that you get to own a gun in your home, period. You aren't required to keep it in a storage locker at a gun club. No, you aren't required to keep it in some government armory. You get to keep the gun. So what does bear mean? It means that you can carry that gun with you. When you travel, when you walk around town, when you're in the street, when you're on the sidewalk, for any reason, at any time, anywhere that you wish, you get to bear arms. That is your inalienable, inherent, God-given constitutional right because you are a free citizen. You're not a slave. You're not a serf. You're not the subject of some all-powerful king. But yet still, for decades, the left has ignored this unambiguous constitutional right. They tried to ban handguns and so-called assault weapons. They made it impossible to carry a gun with you to protect yourself. In New York, they claimed that a person had to show a valid reason to carry a gun, some letter or paper for justification, as if being an American citizen with rights wasn't good enough reason. Well, yesterday, Justice Thomas shot them down. He threw out New York's bogus law. Now every state in the country has to follow what the Constitution says. If you're a law-abiding citizen, you have the right to buy a gun, to keep a gun, and to carry that gun, period. It's good to know that we have a Supreme Court that's ready to protect gun rights because a cowardly faction of the Republican Party is determined to throw that right away. We gave you their names yesterday. The 14 worthless, castrated, neutered cuck senators led by Mitt Romney, Mitch McConnell, and John Cornyn, who voted to encourage red flag laws across the country, which would let radical judges confiscate weapons from people who've never even been charged with a crime by declaring them to be scary or dangerous or intimidating or whatever. Hopefully in a few years, Justice Thomas will be able to write a follow-up ruling declaring these red flag laws to be the unconstitutional abominations that they clearly are. But for now, yesterday's ruling is a welcome blessing. Laura Loomer is well aware of how the law can be abused to strip people's rights. Laura has never been convicted of a felony. She's never committed domestic violence, no. But right now, she's banned from owning a gun because she got placed onto the background check database after she confronted and embarrassed James Comey during his joke of a book tour. Look.
Hey, Mr. Comey. Hey. How is it ethical to brief the President of the United States on an unverifiable and salacious dossier? And how is it ethical leadership to not tell him that his political opposition, Hillary Clinton, paid for that? You didn't disclose that information. You are not an ethical leader. 11 lawmakers, Mr. Comey, today filed a criminal referral against you.
Ma'am, you're going to have to leave.
You're going to get prosecuted, Comey. You're going to get locked up.
Let's go. Let's go.
You're going to get prosecuted, Comey. 11 lawmakers today, Comey, filed a criminal referral against you. You're going to get prosecuted.
It's pretty obvious that Loomer isn't being denied a firearm because of any crime. She's being targeted because of her political activism. Right now, Laura is making a run for the Congress in the state's 11th district of Florida. That's a safe Republican seat, and she's looking to unseat incumbent Republican Danielle Webster. And Laura Loomer joins us now. Laura, thank you so much for coming. We certainly appreciate you making the time to be here.
Thanks so much for having me, Stu. I really appreciate it.
People don't understand how these red flag laws can really affect them on their own doorstep.
Yeah, they don't. And I think what's really concerning about what happened to me and what is happening to thousands and soon to be millions of other Americans due to our out of control federal law enforcement agencies. Of course, I'm talking about the FBI, which has now become the personal Gestapo hit force for the Democrat Party and the Biden regime. That's what happened to me. You see, I had a gun. As a public figure and a single woman who was living by myself, I feared for my safety during my last congressional campaign in Florida. And so I decided that I needed to get a concealed carry permit because I was getting death threats from Antifa. I took the course, I filled out the application, and my application was denied. When it was denied, they wouldn't tell me why it was denied, but they said, if you think we made a mistake, you can resubmit your application. So I resubmitted my application for a concealed carry permit, and then it also came back denied. And so I had to then further inquire about why I wasn't able to get a concealed carry. And at the same time, I still had a gun, right? I just wasn't carrying that weapon because you need a license in the state of Florida because we don't have constitutional carry yet. And so then when I asked why I wasn't allowed to have a concealed carry, they say, well, we cannot issue concealed carry permits to people who are listed in the NICS database. And I was like, what the hell is the NICS database? Because nobody ever told me I was in a NICS database. Well, come to find out, NICS stands for National Instant Criminal Background Check System, and it's exclusively run and controlled and operated by the FBI. And this is a database that has no due process whatsoever, no governance, no oversight at all, right? You don't even know if you're in this database. And the FBI can just go in there one day and put your name in this database, and you're immediately federally prohibited from owning or possessing a firearm. So I had to get rid of my firearm, obviously, because I found out that I was federally prohibited, even though I never had a court hearing to tell me about this. And it turns out that the NICS database, which is being abused by the FBI, has the names of thousands of Americans in there who also may not know that they're banned from owning a gun while they have a gun.
You know, you just said something that was really interesting, that you have to have a permit in the state of Florida because you don't have constitutional carry yet. Here in the state of Minnesota, I am required to get a concealed carry permit in order to carry one as well. In a lot of states, this is a requirement. The Second Amendment is really clear, shall not be infringed. So while we're fighting for constitutional carry and lobbying lawmakers to bring constitutional carry to our states, shouldn't we be going the other way? Why are we having to fight for something that the Constitution already inherently affords us?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I'm a supporter of constitutional carry, but I want people to understand that constitutional carry isn't going to matter. Constitutional carry isn't going to make a difference if the federal government, if the FBI can deny you of your right, right? They can supersede, right, the state legislation by targeting you because of your political affiliation or targeting you because you confronted and embarrassed the former FBI director like I did and putting your name in a database. Because even if we had had constitutional carry here in the state of Florida, right, this federal database, which is being operated by the FBI, is illegally banning people from not just carrying, but owning and possessing. So forget about the concealed carry, right? This NICS database made it so I can't even own a firearm. So I have no way to protect myself. I'm not allowed to physically own or possess a firearm.
But if the state of Florida or the state of Minnesota or the United States, all 50 states in our constitutional republic honor the Second Amendment, then the NICS database doesn't really matter either. Because you have the inherent, inalienable right, God-given right, to possess and carry and keep and bear arms.
Yeah, well, there you go with that pesky logic, right? But that's the problem with our government. It's out of control and they're not operating from a logical or a constitutional standpoint. That's why we have political prisoners who are sitting in prison right now, even though they haven't even been convicted of a crime, simply for showing up to Washington, D.C. to attend President Trump's rally on January 6th. And here in Florida, we have a woman by the name of Nikki Freed, who, of course, is trying to become the next governor of Florida, running against Governor Ron DeSantis. She has a primary coming up August 23rd here in Florida. And she is actually illegally, as the ag commissioner, that's her current position, stripped dozens of Floridians, right, who have not been convicted of a crime of their concealed carry license. And so this process, the concealed carry permit process, has already been weaponized and abused. Nikki Fried is the person who denied my ability to have a concealed carry permit here in Florida. And then, of course, it's the NICS database that banned me from being able to own or possess. But I wouldn't exactly say that the Second Amendment is being respected here in Florida, given the fact that the woman who's responsible for issuing the permits is a Marxist. Okay, she is a progressive communist candidate, openly pro-abortion, openly anti-gun. Okay, just the other day, she tweeted that she was proud to be the only non-pro-life Democrat on the ballot for governor here in the state of Florida. And this is the lady who decides whether I'm allowed to have a carry permit?
Yeah, so if 2A is not being respected, and if the Constitution is being trampled over by this de facto government that we have, and they're acting outside of their constitutional authority, then what is the answer?
Well, like you said, it's up to Americans to be civically minded and for them to take the Constitution literally, right? I mean, the Second Amendment, and then also too, the people have the constitutional right granted to them. It's their God-given right to form militia groups and to form organizations to resist tyranny. And we have a Second Amendment right to resist tyrannical regimes. And I would say that we are currently living under a very tyrannical regime. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And militia is not a bad word. And I'm tired of the press demonizing that word and faith leaders demonizing that word, talking about dangerous terrorists. No, a militia is what we are supposed to be doing here. We are directed by our forefathers to do exactly that. And we're not to be directed by our sheriff or DAs or be afraid of sitting in prison. We'll start a prison ministry if that's where they want to put us. That's fine. I'll be there. No problem. But the Constitution affords me the right to assemble peacefully, to have a militia, to regulate, to fight for our rights, and then not to ask permission, but to advise our sheriff and our DA exactly what it is that we're going to be doing. We can't tolerate this BS anymore as they run roughshod on this country.
Absolutely. But of course, another thing that conservative patriots need to be doing is they need to fight back against the distortion and the manipulation of the English language. You just said, right, we have a right to peacefully protest and assemble. Well, what are the Democrats doing? They are saying, right, that that people who showed up to the Capitol to peacefully protest, right, were violent insurrectionists, when today AOC is at the steps of the Supreme Court calling for an actual violent insurrection and encouraging these radical pro-baby killing women to storm the Capitol, right? And so we've been told that riots, right, are peaceful protests, when actual peaceful protests, right, they call them insurrections. And so we need to take back our language. We saw this now in the month of June with how the left has completely hijacked the definition of pride, right? To hijack the term pride to mean you can only be prideful of being a homosexual. Well, what else did they do? They hijacked the rainbow, which was a symbol of God. And so it's up to us, right, as America First fighters, as constitutional conservatives, to take back our language and say, absolutely no, you communists and Marxists, you are not going to hijack and control our semantics.
Semantics is a big deal. And I'll give you an example right here. The New York Post just reporting, jury lets kill them all Times Square rampage driver off the hook in fatal attack. Meanwhile, ABC News reporting, Charlottesville car rammer James Alex Fields gets life plus 419 years. Do the math. If you don't see what's going on here, it's right in front of your face.
Exactly.
So get with like-minded people in your community. Yeah. Laura Loomer, thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, of course, anytime. And in Florida, very important to note, there has been some confusing redistricting that has occurred there intentionally to make sure that people don't know who they can vote for. These people will cheat by any means necessary. So if you're in Orange County or that region of Florida, check your districting, because you could be in that 11th congressional district and have no idea that you're able to cast a vote for Laura Loomer, that patriot, who, by the way, you should be voting for. All right. Stress and anxiety, sleepless nights, low mood, restlessness, all of the things that can actually cause adult sudden death, very problematic, and also in large part due to what many Americans don't even realize they have, a magnesium deficiency. Over 75% of Americans suffer from this. We've been talking about it recently. We had no idea here at the Stu Peters Show. An incredible guest on yesterday talking about the importance of magnesium, specifically going to Magnesium Breakthrough's website at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We believe in the product. I'm on the magnesium. Never slept better. The stress and anxiety is lower. No low mood over here, all right? Despite everything that's going on around us, the way to combat that is through what your body naturally needs for most of its functions. Your overall health relies heavily on having the appropriate types and correct amounts of magnesium. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Do the research for yourself. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. And as yesterday's guest said, when you go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, if you like discounts, you'll get 10% off when you use the promo code StuPeters10 at checkout, plus free shipping. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Use promo code StuPeters10. If you'd have told me 5 years ago that I'd be sitting in this chair at all, I would have told you that you were crazy. If you'd have told me that I'd be sitting here reporting on what God is doing in this country and the amazing victories that we are seeing right now before our eyes, everything is possible through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Unbelievable. And it's all made possible, this show anyways, by Cortez Wealth Management, our very first sponsor here on the show. When you're trusting somebody with your finances, trust a like-minded, Jesus-loving follower of God, a family man, and a patriot. Book your appointment with Carlos Cortez. Go to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend. Don't forget to join me tomorrow for my extended premium interview. Until then, at that time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that sees to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do,